I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Tuesday, September 1st. Kettering Health has been growing its community garden in Dayton for 3 years now. WISO Shay Frank visited the Unity Garden this week to speak with Montgomery County Commissioner Judy Dodge about how the local plots are helping fight food insecurity.
Food insecurity in Montgomery County has been on the rise. And with many areas in Dayton experiencing food deserts, local governments and organizations are finding ways to address the issue. That includes the Unity Garden in Northwest Dayton. It thrives off of volunteer gardeners who grow and harvest fruits and vegetables from all over the world, developing a total of 8 lots in the area. Judy Dodge is a Montgomery County commissioner. She says approximately 87,000 people in the county are food insecure, and this type of community garden can help those community members find their next meal.
They don't have to, take a bus to go to the grocery store to get fresh fruits and vegetables. In time, it's going to be all right here.
Bruce Kidney is the founder of Unity Garden. He says their gardeners often have excess produce that will soon be available for free to anyone through a small food pantry. The pantry on Neal Avenue is expected to open in October with dry goods and other essentials for the neighborhood. For WYSO News, I'm Shay Frank.
The campaign for Ohio governor is getting nasty, with Republicans using a 2019 police report to claim that Democrat Amy Acton has a drinking problem. There were no charges filed, and she says it was just a marital fight. But the GOP is still moving that claim on social media with help from AI. State House correspondent Joe Ingles explains.
On August 19th, Acton posted a photo of her Jeep on Facebook. A few hours later, the Ohio Republican Party posted a photo on X with an altered license plate reading Drunk Mom and a caption claiming it was Acton's post, but didn't disclose AI was used to change the photo. And party chair Alex Triantafilou doesn't see a problem with that.
It's satire. We know that. We know, obviously, that's not what her license plate says.
Acton's campaign manager, Justin Baraski, says Republicans backing Vivek Ramaswamy are desperate because they've spent millions in ads with no gain.
And so they're forced to sort of sink into the depths of the gutter to lie about her.
Triantafilou says the party will continue to talk about this issue. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Several illegal dumps in Dayton's Westwood neighborhood are set to be cleaned up. That's thanks to a new Shine a Light grant funding from the Ohio Attorney General's office. Dayton Public Works will oversee the cleanup of 6 lots along the 3,000 and 3,100 blocks of Delphos Avenue in Westwood. The city says the properties have repeatedly experienced illegal dumping. That includes construction and demolition debris, tires, vehicles, auto parts, and containers. The cleanup will also remove overgrown vegetation and small debris in the top soil layer. The spotted lanternfly has made its return to Ohio, and experts say residents should help stop the spread of the invasive pest. IdeaStream Public Media's Zaria Johnson has more.
Spotted lanternflies move from state to state on trains, trucks, and cars, and feed on the invasive tree of heaven along with wild and cultivated grapes. In large numbers, they pose a risk to Ohio's vineyards and other agricultural sectors. Entomologist Ashley Leach says it's on Ohioans to stop the spread.
Google spotted lanternfly life stages. Make sure that you know what those images look like. Check your backyard. Check your car. You're walking in the park. You're walking down the street. You're at a winery. Look around.
The Ohio Department of Agriculture issued a statewide quarantine for the spotted lanternfly in February. Leach says it's too soon to say if it's worked, but killing spotted lanternflies will help keep numbers down. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zaria Johnson in Cleveland.
The Voices of America Country Music Fest will move to the Butler County Fairgrounds next year. Organizers say the move will improve the experience for concertgoers and allow them to add camping on the grounds. Prices for camping facilities are listed from $330 for tent camping up to more than $1,000 for full RV access. The event is planned for August 5th through the 7th next year. Butler County officials say they expect the county, City of Hamilton, and Fairfield Township to make a lot of money off of hosting the event. The music festival sought a new location after Westchester officials would not renew their contract. Westchester said it determined that the economic impact was was not enough to offset public safety costs. The township later added in a statement that organizers had failed to pay bills for public safety costs on time. Since the new contract with Butler County was not shared with the media, it's not clear who will pay for what, how much the fairgrounds will be paid, or whether taxpayers will bear any of the costs. Heat advisory in effect today all the way through Thursday, with air temperatures getting into the 90s, heat index levels at or above 100 degrees. It'll be dry during that time period. Our next chance of rain will come Thursday night into Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Mike Fraser.